relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very, very kind. Very kind indeed. Another friend of the president is, of course, the great patriot Mike Lindell. You heard the story. He was on the show the day after last week. The feds cornered him at a drive-thru, boxed him in, and then took his phone. Why? I guess because he makes the best pillows in the world. No, because he's a conservative. They want to destroy him. They want to cancel him. Even Walmart have canceled his products. Please support this great American right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy whatever you want. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off. Let's have his back. Let's prove the left cannot cancel a great patriot like Mike Lindell. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. He's got some great BOGO offers as well. That's MyPillow.com. Let's show him that we have his back. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We're back with Rebecca Kofler. She is the author of former senior DIA expert on Russia. Jim Carafano of Heritage tweeted out earlier today, and I retweeted it. If you look at, what is it, the 27, 28 members of NATO, the highest commitment of aid to Ukraine by members of NATO as a percentage of GDP are the Baltic states and Poland. Isn't that interesting? The states that were under the boot of the Soviet Union or invaded themselves, they're the ones helping out the Ukraine the most. Isn't that telling?
Absolutely. And it's always been that way, Sebastian. Even when I was in the community, you know, the people who are very responsive and are helpful, they assist us, you know, tremendously because they are right there in the theater, if you
will. They get it.
They get it. And not Germany, right?
No. Germany's in bed with Moscow, with Gerhard Schröder being one of the CEOs of Gazprom.
Exactly.
You're going to leave our studio. You've been doing media all day. You said you're going to go off. You're going to write an analytic piece talking about scenarios. So people need to read your article. But first, not nuking America, because he's not insane.
No.
He's not suicidal. But what scenarios under which could Putin consider using low threshold, low yield tactical nukes? Give us some examples.
So we're exactly right now in this scenario, Sebastian, for which, on Putin's orders, this doctrine was developed in the first place, escalate to de-escalate. The scenario is this. Putin is losing on the battlefield, and he is cornered. The issue with Ukraine is an existential issue for Putin himself, personally, and his legacy, because he deems himself as, you know, Peter the Great or Catherine the Great.
The new Tsar.
The new Tsar, who will gather the lands again and make Russia great again, if you will. And also, Russia has defined Ukraine and the rest of the former Soviet states, minus the Baltics, that's an important caveat, as part of Russia's strategic security perimeter on which Russia relied for a century, the doctrine being trading territory for enemies' blood. What does it mean? With the, you know, they always protect the heartland, right? With the Baltics joining NATO, the distance between Moscow and St. Petersburg and the nearest NATO force has reduced from 1,300 miles to 300 miles.
So this is his buffer or his concept of near abroad.
Exactly. This is the Monroe, this is his version of the Monroe Doctrine.
Right.
And so which obviously we don't recognize. We haven't recognized it for decades. We're pursuing a bipartisan long-term policy. If you remember from your times in the White House, the NSDD, the National Security Decision Directive 75 and 238, that says that we will do everything possible to prevent the emergence of another hostile power, such, and by that we mean Russia or China, emerging as a dominant player in Eurasia, and that's left over from the Soviet days. We are still operating under that presumption because if Ukraine falls under Putin's control, then what's next? Obviously, the Baltics are concerned that they are next. So this is why Putin is doing what he is doing, and the Biden administration is committed to helping Ukraine. But my concern is that our administration is not prepared for the possibility that Putin actually will launch a low-yield nuclear strike. Why will he do it? A, it's low-yield. It's one-third.
We need to get this lady back. She actually knows her geopolitics. We're out of time right now. Can you come back for an hour next week?
Of course.
Let's walk through the four scenarios. Yes. Let's talk about the question I'm really curious in. What could be the transition out of Putin? Is it going to be another new guard replaces the old guard? But I'm going to leave you in suspense. Time. You need to get her book, Putin's Playbook. She knows of what he speaks, Russia's secret plan to defeat America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem News Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is her story. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Watching my buddy Jim Carafano from a hotel room somewhere on Fox News, and I'm seeing him tweet a very short sentence, bad day to be a genocidal dictatorial regime, just saying. And he's right. I mean, what is the Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. And if you're living in Russia, if you're living in Iran, that woman who was killed by the purity police in Iran because of her hijab being out of place. Well, what's that resulting in? Protests all over the nation. And then we have in Russia people who are fleeing the draft and more protests every single day. We will keep you apprised as soon as Jim is back from Ukraine. We will have him in studio to give us the lowdown from the battlefield. In the meantime, thanks to all of you for your kind comments on Dr. G Mark II, 40 pounds lighter, thanks to the amazing offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas at My PhD Weight Loss, a diet that actually works, first one in 20 years that's actually worked for me. No stupid calorie counting, no starvation diet, just a system that burns the fat. Call today, I promise you, you won't regret it. 864-644-1900. 40 pounds for me in just a few months. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. You know, I want to talk about this movie every single week on America First because I hope he's not listening. It's even better than the first one. Uncle Tom was pretty darn good. The sequel is even better. And he's here with us right now, the man, the legend, the sage of South Central, Larry Elder. Welcome to America First.
Well, Dr. G, thank you for having me. Uncle Tom 2 is Godfather 2, better than the original. Nobody thought they could duplicate the original, let alone surpass it. We did.
It's like The Empire Strikes Back. I'm into science fiction. Star Wars was good. Empire was even better. All right, so I'm glad we can laugh about it. Let's play that B-roll. You know what really kind of punched me in the gut with this movie is just the first 4 minutes. Just the footage that your guys found of black families in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, just the opulence, the prosperity, the elegance, the self-confidence oozing out of two-dimensional pictures and black and white home movies. And look, I'm a white dude who's an immigrant to America. I was pissed of what's happened to that community in America. How did you guys just find that footage?
Well, it was the director, Justin Malone, who's just an absolute brilliant director. And our composer's name is Damon Criswell. He scored both movies. And again, it gave you kind of the atmosphere of the whole thing. But you're quite right. Even after blacks emerged from slavery, when we were talking about lynchings and KKK and Jim Crow, black people still kept moving forward. Why? Strong, nuclear, intact family. It was rare for a black kid to be born into a world without his father married to the mother. A strong belief in patriotism. Believe it or not, you read the speeches by people like Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington. They're riddled with praise for American values, Judeo-Christian values, and a belief in entrepreneurship. And Uncle Tom, too, talks about what's happened. How did the righteous civil rights movement get hijacked by these leftists, Democrats, socialists, collectivists, and Marxists who want to dethrone God? Marx, of course, was an atheist. And on the website of Black Lives Matter, we talk a lot about Black Lives Matter and Uncle Tom, too. They attacked the nuclear family, and Karl Marx hated capitalism, let alone entrepreneurship. So the very things that made black people able to endure in the face of horrific obstacles, God, family, American values, and entrepreneurship are all under attack right now by people like Barack Obama, who said America has racism in its DNA. If that were true, Dr. Gorka, how do you explain how Barack Obama got a higher percentage of the white vote in 2008 than John Kerry did 4 years earlier?
Well, how did he become president would be the obvious question. But here's the thing you mentioned, and this is where it all comes together, because I was surprised by the movie in terms of the direction it took after that opening, because you played amazing clips of this seminal Soviet defector, Yuri Bezmenov, that I'm familiar with. My parents escaped communism. But your team tied it together to the NAACP, versus Booker T, the plight of black America, and that it was as if, the black community, were the petri dish that was used to inject socialism into America. And I haven't seen that done before.
Absolutely. The Soviets figured out that race relations is the nerve, the raw spot of America. And if they can throw salt in that, if they can irritate that, they can pit black people against black people, white people against white people, and have people believing, and despite the overwhelming evidence that racism has never been a less formidable obstacle right now, despite all that evidence, you've got normal, rational people in the media, in big tech, in academia, in Hollywood, all talking about how systemically racist America is. Even after, as you pointed out, America is the only majority white country that's ever voted for a black person to lead it and reelected this black person to lead it. So the whole point is we have gone from a righteous movement demanding equal rights to an unrighteous movement demanding equal outcomes, none of which we're entitled to, but they've convinced black people that you can't make it in America, no matter how hard you work. The man is going to strike you down. Oh, yeah, we had a civil rights movement. Oh, yeah, Barack Obama got elected. But don't think that that's anything that anybody else can do. That was an aberration. It is almost sickening.
Yeah, it is sickening. And here's the question I asked Chad on Monday, because I'm having you guys on, multiple times, because I want everybody. I'm a white dude, and I love this movie. Everybody needs to see it, wherever you're from, born here, whatever ethnic background. Here's the big question. Now, it's a surprise to me, because I didn't grow up in the 1930s in Harlem. I don't know what Black Wall Street is. But how the hell did they manage to deep six this memory from black America? How did they manage to allow black Americans to just burn the hard drive of the prosperity they lived in?
It's a great question. You know, I was watching the Super Bowl last year, Seb, and there was a commercial, a Citigroup commercial, and a black guy is walking down the hall. He's talking about the Tulsa Massacre of 1921. What he didn't tell you, and what we explore in Uncle Tom 2, is that that area that became known as Black Wall Street after it got rebuilt was rebuilt within a matter of a few years, bigger and better than before, without a dime of government money. So the idea that there was some prosperity until the white man bigfooted everything, and then we were back to slavery, is a damnable lie. And it wasn't, as I said, even called Black Wall Street until after it was rebuilt better than ever.
All right, we got 30 seconds left. I loved it. I watched it. I promote it because you're a buddy, because it's on SalemNow.com. Why should all Americans in 30 seconds see this film, Larry?
So that you wouldn't swallow this nonsense that Hillary's peddling. America can be divided into irredeemable deplorables. And Joe Biden, America can be divided into semi-fascists. And Barack Obama, as I said earlier, saying racism is in America's DNA. It is not. It is a damnable lie that's putting us against each other. And the Russians could not be happier.
All right. He outdid himself. The next one better be better than The Return of the Jedi. Go to SalemNow.com. It's Uncle 2, the sequel, Uncle Tom 2. Watch it today, SalemNow.com. You and your colleagues did an absolutely marvelous job. Follow him on all social media. But tonight, guys, tonight, stream it, watch it. You won't regret it. Uncle Tom 2, the sequel, SalemNow.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your calls next. Don't go anywhere. Antoinette, Suzanne, Erin, Matt. This is the Salem News Channel.
No violence, no hate speech. Just happy warriors on America First.
Watching my buddy Jim Carafano from a hotel room somewhere on Fox News, and I'm seeing him tweet, very short sentence, bad day to be a genocidal dictatorial regime, just saying. And he's right. I mean, what is the Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. And if you're living in Russia, if you're living in Iran, that woman who was killed by the purity police in Iran because of her hijab being out of place, well, what's that resulting in? Protests all over the nation. And then we have in Russia people who are fleeing the draft and more protests every single day. We will keep you apprised as soon as Jim is back from Ukraine. We will have him in studio to give us the lowdown from the battlefield. In the meantime, thanks to all of you for your kind comments on Dr. G Mark II, 40 pounds lighter, thanks to the amazing offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas at My PhD Weight Loss, a diet that actually works. First one in 20 years that's actually worked for me. No stupid calorie counting, no starvation diet, just a system that burns the fat. Call today. I promise you, you won't regret it. 864-644-1900. 40 pounds for me in just a few months. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. You know, I want to talk about this movie every single week on America First because I hope he's not listening. It's even better than the first one. Uncle Tom was pretty darn good. The sequel is even better. And he's here with us right now, the man, the legend, the sage of South Central, Larry Elder. Welcome to America First.
Well, Dr. G, thank you for having me. Uncle Tom 2 is Godfather 2, better than the original. Nobody thought they could duplicate the original, let alone surpass it. We did.
It's like The Empire Strikes Back. I'm into science fiction. Star Wars was good. Empire was even better. All right, so I'm glad we can laugh about it. Let's play that B-roll. You know what really kind of punched me in the gut with this movie is just the first 4 minutes. Just the footage that your guys found – of black families in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, just the opulence, the prosperity, the elegance, the self-confidence oozing out of two-dimensional pictures and black and white home movies. And look, I'm a white dude who's an immigrant to America. I was pissed of what's happened to that community in America. How did you guys just find that footage?
Well, it was the director, Justin Malone, who's just an absolute brilliant director. And our composer's name is Damon Criswell. He scored both movies. And again, it gave you kind of the atmosphere of the whole thing. But you're quite right. Even after blacks emerged from slavery, when we were talking about lynchings and KKK and Jim Crow, black people still kept moving forward. Why? Strong, nuclear, intact family. It was rare for a black kid to be born into a world without his father married to the mother. A strong belief in patriotism. Believe it or not, you read the speeches by people like Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington. They're riddled with praise for American values, Judeo-Christian values, and a belief in entrepreneurship. And Uncle Tom, too, talks about what's happened. How did the righteous civil rights movement get hijacked by these leftists, Democrats, socialists, collectivists, and Marxists who want to dethrone God? Marx, of course, was an atheist. And on the website of Black Lives Matter, we talk a lot about Black Lives Matter and Uncle Tom, too. They attacked the nuclear family, and Karl Marx hated capitalism, let alone entrepreneurship. So the very things that made black people able to endure in the face of horrific obstacles, God, family, American values, and entrepreneurship are all under attack right now by people like Barack Obama, who said America has racism in its DNA. If that were true, Dr. Gorka, how do you explain how Barack Obama got a higher percent of the white vote in 2008 than John Kerry did 4 years earlier?
Well, how did he become president would be the obvious question. But here's the thing you mentioned, and this is where it all comes together, because I was surprised by the movie in terms of the direction it took after that opening, because you played amazing clips of this seminal Soviet defector, Yuri Bezmenov, that I'm familiar with. My parents escaped communism. But your team tied it together to the NAACP, you know, versus Booker T, the plight of black America, and that it was as if, you know, you, the black community, were the petri dish that was used to inject socialism into America. And I haven't seen that done before.
Absolutely. The Soviets figured out that race relations is the nerve, the raw spot of America. And if they can throw salt in that, if they can irritate that, they can pit black people against black people, white people against white people, and have people believing, and despite the overwhelming evidence that racism has never been a less formidable obstacle right now, despite all that evidence, you've got normal, rational people in the media, in big tech, in academia, in Hollywood, all talking about how systemically racist America is. Even after, as you pointed out, America is the only majority white country that's ever voted for a black person to lead it and reelected this black person to lead it. So the whole point is we have gone from a righteous movement demanding equal rights to an unrighteous movement demanding equal outcomes. None of which we're entitled to, but they've convinced black people that you can't make it in America, no matter how hard you work. The man is going to strike you down. Oh, yeah, we had a civil rights movement. Oh, yeah, Barack Obama got elected. But don't think that that's anything that anybody else can do. That was an aberration. It is almost sickening.
It is sickening. And here's the question I asked Chad on Monday, because I'm having you guys on, you know, multiple times, because I want everybody. I'm a white dude and I love this movie. Everybody needs to see it, wherever you're from, born here, whatever ethnic background. Here's the big question. Now, it's a surprise to me because I didn't grow up in the 1930s in Harlem. I don't know what Black Wall Street is. But how the hell did they manage to deep six this memory from black America? How did they manage to allow black Americans to just burn the hard drive of the prosperity they lived in?
It's a great question. You know, I was watching the Super Bowl last year, Seb, and there was a commercial, a Citigroup commercial, and a black guy is walking down the hall. And he's talking about the Tulsa Massacre of 1921. What he didn't tell you, and what we explore in Uncle Tom 2, is that that area that became known as Black Wall Street after it got rebuilt was rebuilt within a matter of a few years, bigger and better than before, without a dime of government money. So the idea that there was some prosperity until the white man bigfooted everything, and then we were back to slavery, is a damnable lie. And it wasn't, as I said, even called Black Wall Street until after it was rebuilt better than ever.
All right, we got 30 seconds left. I loved it. I watched it. I promote it because you're a buddy, because it's on SalemNow.com. Why should all Americans in 30 seconds see this film, Larry?
So that you wouldn't swallow this nonsense that Hillary's peddling. America can be divided into irredeemable deplorables. And Joe Biden, America can be divided into semi-fascists. And Barack Obama, as I said earlier, saying racism is in America's DNA. It is not. It is a damnable lie that's putting us against each other. And the Russians could not be happier.
All right. He outdid himself. The next one better be better than The Return of the Jedi. Go to SalemNow.com. It's Uncle 2, the sequel, Uncle Tom 2. Watch it today, SalemNow.com. You and your colleagues did an absolutely marvelous job. Follow him on all social media. But tonight, guys, tonight, stream it, watch it. You won't regret it. Uncle Tom 2, the sequel, SalemNow.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your calls next. Don't go anywhere. Antoinette, Suzanne, Erin, Matt. This is the Salem News Channel.
In 2015, I tried to commit suicide. I tried to take my own life. I took a bunch of pills and tried to drive off a cliff. By 2023, we will have more deaths by suicide than we will post 9/11 combat.
Babe is referring to a report out just this summer that estimates that since 9/11, we've lost more active duty personnel and veterans to suicide than those actually killed in combat.
That is just wrong. Can we just admit that, everybody, irrespective of where you stand politically and, you know, intervention, non-intervention, I don't care. More servicemen died at their own hands than in combat. What do we do about it? We support organizations like the Mighty Oaks, run by combat veterans who've struggled with their own thoughts of suicide. They've created ranches across America where veterans, even active service members and their families, can go for some peace, some tranquility, and to battle with their internal demons. If you want to say thank you, if you're a former serviceman who just understands you've been there, will you help the Mighty Oaks Foundation? Let's get that number of 22 suicides a day down to as damn it close to zero as we can. Go to my website, make a donation in any amount or as much as you can at the top. It's sebgorka.com. It says Restore Our Warriors. It's me and Chad. Go today. You are doing the Lord's work for the bravest of the brave, our warfighters. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Restore Our Warriors tab at the top. God bless every single one of you. All right, he's been a great friend of the show for years. He's a senior fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. He's in the swamp today, and he's decided to come in studio. We're very grateful. He is Todd Benzman. Todd, welcome back to America First.
Great to be here. Thank
you. You just got a piece published in the Daily Mail. That's big.
Yeah, well,
I think you made it.
Hang on.
Is his mic off? All right. Crawl under that camera, get his lavalier mic unmuted, because we need to hear what this man has to say, all right? Because he's being published in the Daily Mail. All right, so tell us about what the figures are that are in your article. What is it about? What's the article about, Todd?
Well, the piece is about the numbers, the apprehensions of illegal immigrants coming to the border, and also the number of illegal immigrants that the Biden administration has ushered into the country. We are at historic highs for every possible record that you can think of in U.S. history.
So you got this article. I haven't read it yet. I think it's literally just published today. But you have a new book out, and I just want to read the full title so you can explain why you gave it that full title. So it's called Overrun, And the subtitle is How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Now, that's not just a way to sell books. That is just an empirical statement. It's just math, correct?
That's correct. You know, listen, if you want to get past partisanship, go to the CBP Customs and Border Protection website and look at their statistics. We just passed 2.15 million apprehensions in a single fiscal year.
But let's stop there. So 2.1 million in a fiscal year under a Biden. You said the word apprehensions. Now, number one, it's not an apprehension because they let them go. And number two, 2.1 million that we know of, correct, Tom?
Well, there are probably an additional million gotaways. So the numbers are just astounding. I mean, we haven't had numbers like this in any time in U.S. history. This is a place beyond all American experience. We have just, even this blows Ellis Island away. This is the greatest immigration event in the U.S. history. Even taking into account population differences from, you know, in the early 20th century to now. And this is illegal immigration. This is just over the southern border. Ellis Island, at least, was legal. Like, we understood what we were doing, and we had
Well, we knew who they were.
And we knew who they were, at least somewhat, and testing them for different diseases. And if we didn't like, if they didn't hit our criteria, we would send them back on the ships. And we knew who they were. In this case, we have probably 4 million apprehensions at the border, and of those 4 million in just two fiscal years. Just two fiscal years under Joe Biden. But the number that have actually been ushered into the country by the administration is about 1.3 million in the last 18 months, and then another 1 million gotaways. So we're looking at about a population growth of illegal immigrants of 2.5 million in 18 months. This is just astounding. I mean, in a typical year, we'll have maybe 400,000, never more than 500,000 in the 2010s. So now we're looking at, yeah.
So let me ask you, follow him, please, at Benzman Todd. Order the book today. This is mind-numbing. The numbers are mind-numbing. As a legal immigrant to the United States, it's even more galling as somebody who got in line. You've gone down there. We've shown the footage that you recorded in Del Rio. Why are these people coming in such numbers? You've spoken to them. Just give us a couple of the answers. Why now? Why are they coming now?
Well, I think you know the answer to that.
Why not? But you're the guy on the border. Right. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what I ask. What I ask them every time I meet immigrants, why are you coming now? I ask that question. And the answer is universal, because we can. This Biden administration, the people they're good. They're good to us. They like us.
Basically,
they want us to come in.
We were invited is the message, right?
Yeah, and we can get in. It's easy to get in now. And so everyone in the world is coming. 40% of everybody reaching this border, the highest percentage and portion in U.S. history, again, are from 150 countries other than Mexico and Central America. The whole world is coming. And I mean every nation of Africa, every nation of the Middle East, Asia, South Asia, the whole world is coming.
And the law is very, very simple. The international law is very, very simple. If you are an asylum seeker, if you're claiming political or religious persecution, law requires that you apply for asylum status in the first country outside of your home, which means you can't come from Africa, you can't come from Haiti and then hop through 12 different countries and then request asylum in America. It's a sham. It's a political con. Find out more. The book is Overrun. You can pre-order it right now. One of the few true experts in the country, how Joe Biden unleashed the greatest border crisis in U.S. history. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain like I was for 9 years, almost a decade? Well, do what I did. I took Relief Factor. I was pain-free 2 weeks later, and I'm still pain-free more than 3.5 years later. That should be you. Find out today. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. You deserve to know if you could be the next success story. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.